Hello, everybody, and welcome to PokeSports, a competitive Pokemon podcast. I'm Mike, and as the weeks continue, I find it harder and harder to play with one Pokemon on the field.
I'm Kevin. I don't know what day it is. How you guys doing?
Kevin famously takes naps right before the podcast, and today woke up about 8 minutes before our call started.
That's better than usual.
That is better than usual. Yeah. Usually when you're sleeping before the podcast, you'll sleep through the podcast. Usually as in one time, I'm giving you less credit than you deserve, but
I mean, I may or may not have spent a total of 6 hours writing a team report yesterday,
yeah.
A team report that decided to delete itself midway. And then I had to rewrite it.
That's real
sad. Finished it at like 4 a.m. It's okay. And it is worth, dude. Pokesports.org. Please go look at my pain and suffering and, you know, say something nice about it.
We'll definitely be talking a little bit more about Pokesports.org today. But
hey.
that's pretty cool. Kevin, how has your week been otherwise? It's just
busy.
Been a lot of Pokesports.org for us, actually.
Oh, yeah. We kind of gave ourselves the deadline with that thing.
Yeah.
And we were just trying to crunch it.
Mm-hmm,
and there were a couple of obstacles, but I think we hurdled through them. But now we're at this point where we're tired.
Yeah. After this, the post game is just going to be us sleeping. That's going to be fun. It was actually Spilled Tea in the chat right now says the team report writing is English teacher approved. That was the one thing that you asked me to do that I didn't do today. You had asked me to read through the team report since you wrote it at 3 a.m. And you're like, just make sure that it doesn't have like spelling mistakes or whatever. So I haven't done that
now
yet. But apparently it's English teacher approved.
That's good. Well, here's a little bit of a backstory to that. The reason why I even said that to you is because there was a point where I was writing the report, and in my brain,
yeah,
all the words were coming out correctly. I was just like, I have 4 IVs here because I need to change this. And then when I looked back at the paper, I was just skipping words like IVs for here. I just skipped words. I was just like, what? My fingers did this on their own?
My hands made this. What have I wrought? What? That's amazing.
So, I'm glad. At least I was able to write in the right language.
Yeah. Well, now I'm like super like, oh no, I need to go and look at this right now. Just stop the podcast, go to pokesports.org, go to the team reports.
This is actually just going to be a peer review of my team report.
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to this podcast on Sunday, August 30th, today is National Roasty Toasty Marshmallow Day. So grab yourself a nice little marshmallow, just shove it on a stick, get a nice fire going, or if you have like a fire oven, that's something that I didn't know that people did, but turns out you can just like turn on your gas stove and just roast a marshmallow over it.
That doesn't sound healthy.
Nothing is.
That sounds like you're just like inhaling propane.
Well, you're not eating it over the fire, Kevin.
I don't know. You're cooking it over the fire. I'm not saying you're eating the fire, Mike.
It's a flaming.
It's gotta be.
Have you never had a roasted marshmallow?
I use a fire. Or, yeah.
Okay.
We have fires in New Jersey.
Wait, sorry. I use a fire? I don't think that's mutually exclusive.
Okay, here's a real question.
Mm-hmm.
On the screen right now, Mike has a picture of a Quilava. And
yeah.
You know how Quilava has his head fire and his
butt fire, yeah.
His butt fire.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think each fire has a different taste to it? Because I think they would produce different tastes. That's the same thing with a propane fire out of an oven. You get a different tasting.
You've stumped me. Does Quilava's butt fire make the food taste as good as its head fire?
This is a competitive Pokemon podcast,
yeah.
Folks. Welcome to Focus.
If you're listening to this on Wednesday, September 2nd, let's get out of this screen. It's National Blueberry Popsicle Day. Wow.
Let's go to a screen that doesn't have an actual Pokemon on it.
Exactly. Welcome to Focus Sports. It's a competitive Pokemon podcast. It's National Blueberry Popsicle Day if you're listening to this on Spotify. Oh, dude. I'm looking at this and I want it, though. Not going to lie. I just made some pretty dope popsicles of my own. You blend up some banana, you blend up some mango, you pop some blueberries in there, you put them in a little IKEA popsicle maker, pop it in the freezer, and you're good to go.
IKEA makes popsicle makers?
They do. They do, and they're great. Because they're not just like, you know how you can just do it with like popsicle sticks in an ice cube tray?
Yes.
Okay. So they have it like a full popsicle, like a mold, and then a lid on top of it. And that lid has a stick put like poking right through it. And so it freezes around the stick and you pull it out of the mold and then you have a full popsicle right there.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's beautiful. And this is Poke Sports. Guys, the reason I say that we're, I guess, dancing around a lot of cool topics, cool and fun topics today, is because there just was not a lot that happened in Pokemon this week. I'll tell you. First off, let's get into some Smogon news. There was a tiny bit of Smogon news. Cycle 4 of the Smogon official ladder tournament, the OLT, has begun. If you are a Pokemon Showdown Sword and Shield OU player and you think you're pretty good, you can go check that out. Essentially, what it is you need to go and create your own, like an alt Pokemon Showdown account. You go and register with that team on the Smogon forums. And then, you know, when you just go and play a bunch of ladder, and then over the course of the next week, whoever gets the highest in terms of ranking, in terms of ladder, will make it into the playoffs. And to be honest, I love that. I think that's really cool.
Fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I thought about when I was looking at that, I thought about how the Pokemon online tournaments have like that cap of 45. And mm-hmm. to me, that's like, okay, that's so you're playing like a healthy amount of Pokemon. And, you know, you've got like only so much time in the day, and games can, you know, last quite a while. So you wouldn't really want to be playing game after game after game after game forever until the world ended. But for Showdown, like, you can just kind of go to town on it. You can end a game in like less than 5 minutes and just play as much as you want. And the burnout there is the burnout timer is like a lot longer on Showdown than it is on cartridge. So like, you can just keep mm-hmm. on playing with that one. You can easily play 45 games like in an hour if you really wanted to on Showdown.
You could play 45 games in an hour, release all your frustration in team chat. You could do a lot of good things on Showdown.
I mean, yeah. And that's it. And then people will see that you are a registrant from the OLT, and they'll send in that you've been flaming in every game that you've been in, and then you get disqualified. It's fun.
But it is an interesting concept. I think, actually, since you mentioned gameplay and online play in general, mm-hmm. I was recently going back and watching old videos, and I came across a Still Just Mike Wi-Fi battle, and on the middle right of the screen, I see something called game timer. And when the game starts, it was 59 minutes and 59 seconds.
Oh, no. What gen was this?
This was just Gen 7.
This was last?
Or Gen 6. This is just last time. Rest in peace, man.
That game time. Yeah, honestly, was it this week that you sent me this? No, it was last week. Last week you had sent me.
It's all a blur, Mike.
Everything's a blur. Everything was last week or last month, or it could have been last year. I don't know. When did the game come out?
Yesterday.
That's it. You had sent me Series 6's rule set, and you were like, oh, dude, they've extended the game timer. You can play singles again. And I got so excited. And then like 2 hours later, you're like, no, never mind. I was wrong. It's staying the exact same.
It was just a typo. Neener, neener, neener.
I got so excited for that. But no, I like, again, I said it right at the top today. Like, I'm finding it increasingly hard to play with one Pokemon on the field, because I like playing on cartridge. But ooh, it's not great right now. Singles is not in a great place.
Rest in peace, singles.
You know?
And I think there's like call to actions too. We're gonna talk a little bit about like Rose Tower.
Yeah.
In a couple minutes. There's
let's do it right now.
Oh yeah, sure. But real quick, Rose Tower Championships just ended. But something that I do want to mention, since we're kind of on topic, is that immediately after the championships, they made another call to action. They've done this call to action before, just like tweeting at Pokemon and at Game Freak and stuff, and just saying, guys, online spectator police.
Yeah.
It seems like such an easy fix. It exists.
But I feel like that is the way to do it. If you want them to like make a change, you just be vocal like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a smart thing to do.
I mean, the most that we can do is just like retweet it, make it active. Hopefully they see it. I'm sure they see it. Hopefully they don't ignore it.
Basically like sign the petition.
Yeah. Honestly, I'd make a petition. I don't think that exists yet, but it's definitely something that we should consider.
I'd be down for that.
That would be really nice. It would even make the August Liege, not August Liege, I guess, like the Liege in general, so much more content friendly.
Yes. Why do you say that?
Yeah, because we can actually stream the games and not rely on a person having capture card in order to rewatch.
Oh, yeah, because they were talking about having spectator mode. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you were talking about game timers, but yes, I was conflating the two topics. That makes sense.
They need to fix a lot of things.
They need to fix a couple things. Yeah. like just the two things specifically. If they just fix those two things, I'd be happy for so much longer. Just the game timer and the spectator mode. Things would be so cool.
Yeah, I think that would fix all the problems people had with the game originally.
Mm-hmm.
So it's okay. We forgive you.
Yeah, it's okay. I will say, for the Rose Tower Tournament, Rose Tower Championship, congratulations to Desu VGC. Very fun name, at Desu VGC, D-E-S-U VGC. Did you happen to catch any of the games?
I did not catch any of the games, but I've heard they were like extremely competitive and extremely good. Like, Desu VGC is a great player. He got third place in the Players Cup on top of it.
Oh, wow.
And, like, you know, a week later, he won the whole Rose Tower circuit, which is a pretty big deal,
because
the Rose Tower circuit was weeks in the making, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it essentially functioned like Play Pokemon does with championship points. So you have to win multiple tournaments in order to make it to the championships. And, you know, guy plays good Pokemon, dude.
Yeah. Second place came Edu at Menino Jardim. And then third place was Shyraba. It's crazy to me. We spoke with Edu about this. It's crazy to me that he is just so consistent in tournaments. Like, how are you that good at the game that you will always reach like top three?
Yeah, right. I mean, I can't even get three wins in a row sometimes.
Yeah, really? Like, that's amazing.
These teams. Super Series 5, though.
Tell me about
the most Series 5 teams I think I've ever seen in existence. Now, I have pulled up Desu's Players Cup team, finals team. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming it's the same, since that's what he has pinned right now. The team he's using: Dragapult, Incineroar, Rillaboom, Primarina, Porygon 2, Terrakion. It's funny to say this, but Terrakion is actually the weirdest Pokemon that I just mentioned.
It's Terrakion the one that is out. What makes this team unique.
what a time to be alive and play Pokemon.
Four of these Pokemon will be gone by the time most people listen to this podcast.
Mm-hmm. I didn't even mention Edu's team. That's another one.
Series 5.jpg.
Oh, yeah.
That can I guess it? Can I guess it?
Do it, yeah. Let's see if you can get this.
So obviously we got Dragapult.
No.
Oh,
oh yes. Oh, yes, okay. We do.
Obviously we've got Dragapult. Obviously we've got Incineroar.
Yes.
Okay. Togekiss gotta be in there.
Yep.
Okay. Are there still more Series 5ers?
Yes.
There's Rillaboom. Obviously there's Rillaboom.
Nope, no Rillaboom next.
Ooh, really? Okay. I see. In that case,
the
Venusaur?
Shroom, though. Nah, the Shroom.
The Shroom. Oh, Amoongus. Okay.
And we got your best friends in here, too.
My best friend?
Holding weakness policy in Swords Dance.
Oh, Excadrill. Love him. Love him
dirty,
to death.
Dirty drill.
Love him to death. He's gone soon.
Let's get your opinion on this. Like, are you happy Excadrill is gone? Or is it, like, bittersweet for you? I feel like a lot of people are just expecting to be ecstatic.
He's kind of like the enemy I know, And I am more willing to deal with the enemy that I know than the enemy I don't know. I'm terrified of the what will be the new Excadrill and what will ruin the first like 2 to 3 weeks of my series six.
Clearly Stoutland.
Stoutland, yo. Honestly, if it happens, I will be incredibly upset.
I gotta give major kudos to Mike, guys. Because Mike is a man of his word. Mike doesn't like Excadrill and he never uses Excadrill. Like he doesn't touch it. He leaves it over there. He doesn't care. Me, on the other hand, I hate all of them and I use every last one.
Yeah.
I mean, I get real close to my enemies, folks.
You can't stand Togekiss, and yet, how many teams have you made that have Togekiss on it?
I guess we'll find out once my team archive finishes on Pokesports.org.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. That's something that I've been thinking about is the team archives. Just like how that's going to be real hard to fill a backlog of.
It's just going to have to be me going back in time on every single video.
Oh, is that why you were doing that?
Yeah.
Okay, I see.
Sounds like something we should give Tofu. Tofu.
All right. And then in Pokemon news, yeah, there's nothing really major. Yeah, that's us. There's nothing really major in Pokemon news this week. We just finished Players Cup and Pokemon Go released Megas this week and Series 6 drops on Tuesday. So there's not like a lot of attention that they really want to put on Sword and Shield at the moment. And speaking of attention on Sword and Shield, it was mentioned in the chat by iJeff. Says, don't you think that the timer thing is something that Game Freak, Pokemon Company, TCPI wants to be that way? So VGC gets more place than the Smogon type of game. Yeah, probably. Probably.
I don't know if it's a direct attack on Smogon.
It's not.
Though.
It's not. But yeah. It's more to like make
promote
its own.
VGC,
I guess so. You know, you can just make an option. It's fine. It's fine. You lose more people than you gain by doing that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that. I mean, I don't know if it's like a direct implication. It could just be that they just literally don't want their servers clogged up because more people are playing this game than ever before.
Yeah.
Like, I think, like, in less than a year that Sword and Shield has been out, it's already like one of the highest grossing games other than Kanto, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So more people are playing Pokemon now than ever, and
they've also just been doing a lot of things right. You know, like.
That's true. Yeah,
putting it on the Switch was a great choice.
Mm-hmm. A home console, about time.
Yeah,
that isn't like, you know, Pokemon Coliseum, like a branch game. Pokemon Coliseum, though, they should make more games like that.
Really, you want another like side story plus stadium kind of thing?
I don't know. Was that really a side story? I guess it was a side story game.
It had a story to it.
Yeah, it was like a different, it wasn't like, you know, Mystery Dungeon. It was like an actual Pokemon game, just like not. It was weird.
Yeah, it was like a different way of accomplishing the same kind of thing. Like you didn't have to go through badges or anything, but you still had like an objective.
Shadow Pokemon were annoying though. Very annoying.
I'll be honest, I never played it. Yeah.
Patreon tier, guys. There it is. Mike Let's Plays Gale of Darkness XD.
Oh, no. Is that GameCube?
Yes, it is.
Oh, I'm going to have to hook up my GameCube.
Yeah, you can find it somewhere online. You know?
Yeah, probably. I've never tried to emulate GameCube. Anyway, so that's Pokemon news, but we've also got one of the biggest things in our minds over the past couple weeks. Is our own website. We finally have our website, pokesports.org, set up. You can go and check that out whenever you want. It's got a lot of stuff on it right now. We've filled out the podcast directory, so you can go and check out any of the podcasts we've had on there. Kevin, like as you can see on screen right now, has been putting together team reports, or a team report right now, on Rain Room Gigalith. Is his first one. Why'd you choose that one?
It's the one that I think people can relate to the most. It's the most basic team that I've made so far, and it's probably the better one in most scenarios.
Mm.
I know you disagree with me, but I'm like a big believer that Gigalith is actually pretty decent. It's not as good as Tyranitar, but it does have some things above Tyranitar in the fact that it doesn't get a 4x fighting weakness, and it's a lot slower in Trick Room, so you're able to outspeed a lot more threats in comparison. Tyranitar was still a base 61 Pokemon. It wasn't the slowest thing in Trick Room. In fact, you know, Primarina even outspeeds it in Trick Room.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Gigalith has that above all those Pokemon. Gigalith can live Primarina, can dish back with a Max Rockfall to Oko it after the plus two. And I think Rain in general right now is like, bye-bye Rillaboom, hello Rain.
Right.
Like, there's so little checks to Kingdra right now. It's actually a little bit disgusting. Thankfully, Kingdra's stats aren't the best thing in the world, so it does need a little bit of help from Politoed. But, yeah.
Interesting.
Fear the dragon.
I have never thought about the fact that Kingdra is going to be pretty much uncontested. Not completely uncontested, but...
It's the fastest dragon if you're in the rain. So
right.
You gotta watch out. There's the one combination that deals with rain really well right now is like Clefairy Drigazolt, because you can redirect the dragon move into the Clefairy.
Sure.
So Kingdra can't really do anything about that. And then Drigazolt doesn't care that it's neutral, and Kingdra can just one shot it anyway.
Interesting. Because it's
Drigazolt.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that, and there's Team Archives, which Kevin is apparently going through all of our previous stuff and filling out previous seasons in case you are curious where the game was back in the day, as well as filling out the new series as well. There's going to be
a Smogon, series six teams.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be a Smogon section to that as well, but that's going to be filled out at another point in time. We've also got some resources that we're building out over there as well. One of which I don't think we're really going to get too much into right now because it just needs to be programmed stuff over the next week. But I know that you have a few other things planned, Kevin, that I'm going to help work on. What kind of things do you have in the back of your head there?
I want to make a competitive glossary.
Oh,
so like using words like, because I understand, because I do get like YouTube comments sometimes just asking me, what the heck are you talking about when you say a plus two or a proc a weakness policy or pivoting? Like, what are all those words? And I'm like, okay, let's make a competitive glossary, because I do understand that, like, I speak like a competitive player and not everyone understands what I'm saying all the time.
Right.
My girlfriend was another one. She was like, you speak too fast in your videos and I have no idea what you're talking about. I'm like, well, you should play Pokemon. Maybe you'll understand.
Just the Oko is a big one. Oko.
Yeah.
Stab.
Oko. Yeah. Even that.
Yeah. There's a lot of terminology in Pokemon that I think a lot of people don't really know yet. So that's a good idea.
And also damage calculator, we're working on getting that set up. It is very complicated and requires a lot of different resources and packages from different places.
For real.
We're working on it. That one's not going to be anytime soon, but it's in the works.
So lots of stuff there. As well, there's a contact page. So if you're listening to this and you're like, oh, it'd be cool if PokeSports had this kind of a page that I could go and look at, go and send it to us via email, or you can just go to pokesports.org's contact us section and send us a thing there, and we'll build it out for you.
You could also submit team reports.
Review
them.
We actually got one today. Did you know?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't open our email.
This was the first day that we've like really told people about it, and like midday today, somebody sent in a team report.
So thank you, cool. Person.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be looking at that one after. But yeah, I think with that, let's take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Pokemon and a little bit more about our spotlight and our spotlight giveaway. We've got lots of stuff to go through today. So we'll get through that and more when we come back from the break. See you in a bit. And welcome back to PokeSports, everybody. During the break, we were chatting with some people in Twitch. We're giving an opinion on a team that one person had shared. And during that, we actually spoke about Talonflame. Now, Talonflame, super, super interesting in this next coming meta. But more interestingly, what one person said, they're like, hot take, D-Bruns said, I'll stand by the fact that Noivern is a better Tailwind setter than Talonflame. And honestly, I would kind of agree with that, except, you know, the second I said that, Kevin was just like, Ice Shard. I was like,
Ice Shard, Ice Shard.
And it's gone. But that was, I don't know, like, I think Tailwind is going to be in kind of an interesting place in Series 6. I'm curious if, what's his name? If Drifblim is going to still see any play, what with its seeds being gone and Unburden. Yeah. Or the seeds are still there, but its terrains are gone that activates the seeds. Maybe yeah. There's still a thing you can do. I don't know.
Brutal swing weakness policy, dude.
I'm sorry.
Brutal swing weakness policy, Dynamax, and then have fun. That's a thing. Sage and Park ran it for a while, and it was popularized with like a Choice Scarf, Brutal Swing, Milotic.
Okay. What?
Don't ask me.
Okay.
That's Sage. Fine. He's the world champion, not me.
I mean, that's kind of why, I guess. Brutal Swing's dark, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So Milotic special attacker uses Brutal Swing. Damages the guy a little bit.
Damages everyone on the field, so you also can't redirect it. Yeah. It literally swings. You'll see Milotic go like boink and then hit everything.
I see. I've never used Brutal Swing. That's interesting.
I don't blame you. It's not a good move.
That's funny. That is funny. Folks, today let's just jump right into our PokeSports Pokemon Spotlight, because we still have a couple things to do. The reason I actually brought up Talonflame is because Talonflame is actually our Spotlight Pokemon of the day. Talonflames typically will be running Sharp Beak, which I found really interesting to look at, that Sharp Beak is actually being used. So I've never seen that, like, on any kind of Pokemon before.
The thing with Talonflame is that you don't want to give it Sash, because all your moves hurt itself, and you're just going to break your own Sash every single time.
Right.
So, Sharp Beak, best alternative. And it also allows you to not lock yourself on, like, a Choice Band would. I remember, like, VGC 14 used to be, like, just Choice Band at Brave Bird. You click no other button in the game. But yeah, now we're in a situation like, okay, Tailwind is super scarce, and by having priority Tailwind, then that is pretty darn nice.
Yeah.
So we have that now.
Now with the ability Gale Wings, of course, it does give all flying type moves plus one priority. So Tailwind now plus one priority with Whimsicott gone, you know, I can't really think of off the top of my head on many other Pokemon that have priority Tailwind.
Because there aren't any.
There it is. Exactly. So there's Talonflame for you. You can get that up before your team. If you have a Pokemon beside it that can capitalize off of that, then you're going to get a Pokemon that attacks first. Also runs Flare Blitz, Dual Wing Beat, and Brave Bird. Dual Wing Beat new with Isle of Armor. And just, again, really good to get that, you know, double hit off of. You can break a Sash and knock out a Pokemon on the same turn with a plus one priority if that's what you want to do. Or you can go for Brave Bird, just get like an incredible amount of damage off. Try and knock out a Pokemon. You'll hurt yourself, but you might knock out a Pokemon, especially with that sharp beak.
Pointy beak.
Mm-hmm.
Talonflame is pretty self-explanatory. You guys should know what to do with it. Something, I don't know if there might be some people that haven't played since X and Y. Gale Wings was nerfed. You have to be at full health to get the Gale Wings effect now.
That's right.
So keep that in mind. After you Brave Bird once, you pretty much can't do it again with priority.
Mm-hmm. So with that said, a couple things that you might want to put on your Talonflame could be Taunt, could be Protect, could be Quick Guard. I've seen a lot of Quick Guards being put on Talonflames. Protect, again, really, really good to get you know, a prediction off on a fake out so that you don't lose that initial bit of health, so that your attacks can still go off. Basically, you get like one good attack off on Talonflame before it's you know, not great.
You either get one good attack off or you get Tailwind up, but you're not lasting too many turns after that.
Yeah.
Because once people see a Talonflame on the field, you bet that you're gonna be just like a straight fake out target, and you're gonna be just a double in target. Like, Talonflame is such a threat because of that Tailwind, and because that Tailwind is imminent, People don't like to play against Tailwind mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. And if they can prevent it, they will.
Yeah. So, I mean, one other thing you could do, put it beside a Quick Guard user. You know, get that out as a good lead, especially now with Psychic Terrain being gone from Indeedee or harder to put up. It's a little bit more susceptible to fake outs, so, but it's mm-hmm. it's just something that you need to keep in mind now. It's definitely usable for sure. Especially it also now. Does laugh in Trick Room because of that priority.
That is a good point, yeah.
Yeah, no. And with that, that is our final Pokemon PokeSports Spotlight of the month. And with that, we have opened up our PokeSports Pokemon Spotlight giveaway number 7, our 7th one that we've ever done on the podcast, where we're giving away a bundle of all of the Pokemon that we shouted out on stream, on podcast, online, offline, around line. Including Dracovish, Porygon Z, Raichu, which actually is a Alolan Raichu. I'm looking at that right now and I'm like, oh, that's a regular old Raichu. That needs to be Alolan. An Alolan Marowak and a Talonflame. Now, funny enough, before we even knew about Series 6 coming, we didn't put any Series 5 Mons there. So that was pretty great. That was a pretty good call on our part.
I'm going to be completely honest with you, Mike.
Hmm.
I don't remember talking about any of these Pokemon.
I was looking at past episodes and I was like, 39, we spoke about Porygon Z. I remember that because I then used it on stream and was like, oh yeah, Hyper Beam. Just.
But I use so many teams, Mike. The only one that I kind of remember was Dracovish because yeah. All the day oneers in the Patreon chat decided to run Dracovish during the August Leech and just like completely ruined our usage stats.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And my team, because my team was weak to it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
But okay. Yeah. Get yourself some Series 6 mons, guys. Gleam Link will be everywhere that we have a social link.
Basically. So. I'm just trying to find it right now so I can paste it. Yeah, here we go. So I've just pasted it in the Twitch chat. So Twitch chat, you guys will be the first ones to actually see this. I haven't even posted this on Twitter yet. So there you go, my friends. Now, speaking of the Liege, let's speak of the Liege for a little bit, Kevin.
It's open.
For those of you who don't know, the Liege is what we call our PokeSports Patron League. Through patreon.com/pokesportspodcast, you can go and sign up for that. And every single month for the past 3 months, this is our third month in a row, we have VGC tournaments and VGC, you know, competitions for the patrons. So the first week that people are actually able to battle, that's like the name is escaping me right now. Yeah, it's a group stage. So we separate everybody into groups and they go and compete with each other. And then by the time the week ends, I send all of the people who are, you know, the top two in their group into a single elimination tournament. And this past week, Tofu, our mod, our one and only Tofu, has actually won our second tournament. He came in second in the first one, then he won the second one. So he's kind of an Edu of himself. He's Menino Jardiming it.
Guys, we're looking into it. We think he's cheating too.
It's
but.
Entirely possible. he's bribing people. I think that might be it. I think he might be bribing people. Oh, there he is in the chat. He says, I am cheating. Lavalamp1 says, how do you enter? There is a pinned post on Patreon. And if it's not pinned, then it will be very soon. Where you can just go and hit a I'm in button on a poll. Yeah. So it's really easy to join. So again, this being our third month, we've been making like subtle tweaks. We made a pretty subtle tweak from the first to the second, but we didn't really change too much from the second to the third. Apart from the fact that it's now going to be Series 6 rules instead of Series 5. And I'm really excited about that one actually, cuz that's like we don't have a meta. We don't have a meta. Mm-hmm. Coming into this, we have an assumed meta. We have Pokemon that people assume are going to be popular, But I think we have more variation now than we have had kind of ever.
The thing is, we kind of have a handful of question marks, right? Yeah. And it's just like seeing what was popular when Series 5 Pokemon were here does not always mean they're going to be popular when they're not here. A big one that I can think of off the top of my head is Dusclops. I do think Dusclops is going to be popular, but without its friends, like without the Tyranitar next to him, like that's one less Pokemon that you can go for Bulldoze and you can kind of abuse a Trick Room. Incineroar is a big one. The fact that Incineroar is gone is going to make so many physical attackers kind of like come out of nowhere and just be like, hey, I don't care about Intimidate anymore.
Yeah, exactly. Or Arcanine's coming right back up to the top, and then people are just as afraid. Yeah. I think like Pokemon always kind of has to have that physical gatekeeper. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The one Pokemon that's just like, you can't run 6 physical Pokemon because that would be too good.
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Incineroar kind of being the best Intimidate user jumped up to the top. If Incineroar wasn't there, then Arcanine goes up to the top, or Gyarados goes up to the top. If those two go away, then, you know, Crocodile, who right now is using Moxie mostly, will, you know, come out and use Intimidate. Actually, no. Crocodiles are using Intimidate mostly. Oh, wow. Moxie's like the least one. What do I know?
Hitmontop.
Yeah, exactly. Another big one. Luxray. Maybe people will start using Luxray.
That's actually a thought. Yeah. It gets snarled too.
You know, it's just the big gatekeeper, yeah.
The one thing that I think is actually gonna be like pretty big right now is Queenly Majesty. Like low key, Serena is the best thing we have that isn't psychic terrain.
Mm-hmm.
It's the closest thing we have to it. And honestly, it's better than psychic terrain because you protect flying types too with it. So keep your eyes out on Serena. We got rid of a lot of sleepy Pokemon that like to put you to sleep. Mm-hmm. We still have the Amoongus, but Amoongus is slow. So the Sweet Veil isn't 100% necessary, but yeah, Queenly Majesty. Well, it's looking very appealing.
Well, I mean, in Series 5, I was using a Serena kind of right at the top. And I had Sweet Veil instead of Queenly Majesty specifically because I had Indeedee there. And every time I used it, people would ask me, like, why are you using Sweet Veil? Why aren't you using Queenly Majesty? And I'm like, because I have a way around Fake Out already. Like, I don't have to worry about that right now. And then now that Indeedee's gone, it's like, okay, well, no, now I absolutely need Queenly Majesty because, you know, getting around Fake Out is the number one thing. Absolutely the number one thing.
Fake Out's going to be super popular right now, too.
Yeah.
Just because the psychic terrain being gone, that's like, and just because Trick Room is so prevalent,
yeah,
and because Taunt is going to be so prevalent, there's just so many things that are, I think this is the meta for support mons, to be entirely honest. Like, you got rid of Whimsicott, which is the pinnacle of support.
Mm-hmm.
You get all these other support mons no one's even looked at twice. Like, you get the Alolan, yeah, Sableye is huge. Sableye is going to be like one of the best support mons again. It gets Quash, it gets Sunny Day, it gets Trick and Eject Button, it does it all.
Right.
Another one that I've been seeing all over the ladder is Alolan Persian, because that is one of the fastest beat up users in the game as well.
Mm-hmm.
I think it outspeeds Sneasel. Probably wrong. I'm not too keen on its speed tier.
Keep talking. I'll look it up.
Yeah, like that's another good support mon. I've been seeing that in a bunch of games. Also does get Icy Wind support, which does help with speed control because, you know, priority Tailwind's gone, but you could still go for Icy Wind to control your opponent's speed a little bit better. But yeah, it just gives some room for support Pokemon to kind of just come in and be useful.
Right.
Because the thing with Whimsicott is it was literally the best. Like, it got every move in the book. So why use anything else?
Yeah, it was the support mon. And funny enough, I guess the reason why you didn't know if Persian or Sneasel outsped each other is because they actually don't. It's a speed tie right there. They're both a base 115, which is huge, which is crazy. It's so big. Ever since they made Dragapult, it was kind of like, well, what is speed? But now Dragapult's gone, so speed is relevant again.
Yeah, right. This is like this meta. I was talking about this with one of our patrons. Like Gengar is a good speed tier again because of Dragapult being gone, and like Gengar with Icy Wind is actually going to be a thing again. Gengar also gets Trick Room and stop Trick Room. I mean, it's a bunch of things.
Yeah.
A lot of Pokemon are allowed to be Pokemon again, and I think that's the one healthy change about this meta.
Mm-hmm.
I am a little bit sad to see Pokemon like Tyranitar and Cinderace go because I personally like them a lot.
Yeah.
Those are Pokemon that like clicked with me when I played Pokemon because I'm very hyper offensive. I'm pretty sure you guys have noticed that by me just sticking weakness policy on a Dynamax Pokemon and hitting myself and going to town and like most of my videos.
That's how you make bad Pokemon. You've told me this explicitly. Like that's how you make bad Pokemon good. Slap a weakness policy on it and hit it with someone else.
Dynamax it and then just win games.
That's it.
You could do that now even more so because redirection's gone. But yeah, Pokemon like Cinderace, Pokemon like Tyranitar, Pokemon like Dragapult were always just like hyper offensive Pokemon that resonated with me. So yeah. I am sad to see them go, but also good riddance, man.
Yeah.
40% usage, good riddance.
Yeah. That Rillaboom, like again, we called it right from the beginning when that thing gets Grassy Surge, it's going to be insane. And then they made a move that, you know, capitalizes on it. And it's like, no. That thing needed to go.
I think Rillaboom was PokeSports' baby for a while, ever since like the beginning of Sword and Shield. I think we were both Grookey gang too. So we both got Grookeys. We were both like, dude, once this hidden ability comes out, it's gonna be so good. I don't think you and I like expected what happened to happen.
Yeah.
Because it was a little bit overkill.
Yeah.
It's like Rillaboom came out and then it's just like, oh, half of all teams have this Pokemon.
Yeah. That happened. But now we're past that, and Series 6 is at least giving people a little chance to breathe, and then Series 7 is going to come out with the Crown Tundra Pokemon and we're going to cry.
I have a theory.
Yes.
Are we allowed to talk about theories?
Let's talk about our theories. That's fine.
So, I don't know if anyone else had this happen to them today. Not today, but like during the week.
Okay.
I was just scrolling through Instagram, right? And I see this post by a man called Sarah B. Joe.
Heard of him?
It was just... Yeah, have you? It was a post and it just showed pictures of Mega Pokemon. And I didn't actually like look into it too much. And I was just like, no way Mega Pokemon are coming back. Because, I look at Serebii, expected to be Sword Shield. It was a Pokemon Go thing.
Yeah.
But, like, I think Crown Tundra is bringing them back.
Oh. Uh-oh.
I got a theory. Mike said that they would ban Pokemon for Series 6.
Mm-hmm.
And he was right on that. This is what I'm right on. I think this is it. Because, think about it. You got some pretty stupid Pokemon that came back in Isle of Armor that have no business coming back at all. Like you had Lopunny, you had what was it, Glalie? Did that come back? I think that's in Crown Tundra.
Yeah, Glalie's just like, Crown Tundra.
They're like inching in so many Megas back.
Huh.
I'm just like, why are they doing this? I mean, they have Salamence and Metagross coming back for Crown Tundra again. Mega Pokemon.
I mean, if they bring Beedrill back, that cinches it, right?
Yeah, that's like, is Beedrill in the game?
I think no. Right?
Apparently, Glalie was in base game.
That's another one of those Pokemon where it's just like, no, you're lying.
They brought Heracross back.
Actually, no. Pinsir thinking about back. It, like I've played against a couple Frostlasses. That's a thing.
Oh, that is true. Yeah. Yeah, Heracross, Pinsir, like they're inching Megas back. So I'm gonna say they're bringing it back.
Now, I guess the only question is, are they going to
Crown Tundra?
No Beedrill, yeah, okay, Crown Tundra. We'll see it. The weird place for Beedrills to be, but
it's okay.
Hey, that's my nightmare is bees in the winter. But I will say that it'll be a little strange if they let you Dynamax while Meged.
There's no way. There's no way.
Or if you're gonna tell me have Dynamax beside a Mega, you kidding?
They will do that, Mike. They did that beside a Z move, so they'll do it. Oh. You know they'll do it. Like, I feel like VGC 17 matches or VGC 18 matches lasted like 2 seconds because it was Mega plus Z move. You had a Mega Pokemon and a Z move on your team. Sometimes you'd even have 2 Z moves on your team. So, yeah. Don't think we're getting Gen 6 starters. We are getting Gen 3. We're getting Gen 3 starters, Mike. Gen 3 starters had Mega Evolutions.
Oh,
why else would we be getting the Gen 3 starters back?
Oh, Kevin, your conspiracy, it goes too deep. I'm scared. I'm scared that you might actually be right about this. Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm just saying.
Well, why, you know what? Let's
why
just...
else give me Sceptile again? Like, do we really need Sceptile again?
I mean, if, huh. Hmm. Wow.
Christmas tree makes a lot of sense. Christmas tree makes a lot of sense. Ground Tundra.
Yeah. That's the one. Yeah. They bring back. I want them to bring back the Gen 2 starters. That's just me. Give me a Feraligatr. I just want my Sheer Force Feraligatr. Please. Give me my Meganium for no reason. Give me back my Quilladin's dad. What's that?
Quilladin's dad?
Typhlosion.
My
Charizard
my
too.
My Quilladin is Gen
Quilladin,
6.
Sorry, I'm at Quilava. Whatever. They're the same names, dude. They're the same Pokemon.
Oh, fun fact. Different.
Yeah.
Typhlosion and Charizard have identical base stats. Did we talk about this already?
I don't remember where we talked about it. We've definitely talked about it, but I don't think we've talked about it here. But Typhlosion Typhlosion has the exact same stats as Charizard.
And you notice how much worse Typhlosion is than Charizard? That's what a move pool will do to you.
That's
folks.
What a move pool will do.
Jeez.
I still want to use it.
Fire moves and extra sensor.
Still want to use it, though.
They did my boy Typhlosion dirty, to be entirely honest. Like, it used to look really cool Gen 2 with, like, the constant flames coming out. Mm-hmm. And they put a 3D model on it. It just kind of looks like this derpy little bald thing.
Oh, no.
Just like, with a hunchback neck, or looking at its floor. I don't know.
Oh, that's a shame. That's a shame. People in the chat got really hyped for Typhlosion, though.
Guys, Typhlosion's, like, Gen 2 is my favorite gen. So
I would agree with that.
I'm all team Typhlosion. But they did them dirty.
They did.
They also did Skarmory dirty.
Well, the meta it just Skarmory glides dirty right now.
I'm talking about the 3D animation. It just glides.
Oh, yeah. Top tier in Smogon, though, I will say. Skarmory OU. But yeah, just sitting there flying. Yuck. If Ampharos comes back, I'm going to be really interested. If Mega Ampharos is a thing in Sword and Shield, I'm going to be really interested. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Electivire coming back would be really cool. Yeah, I agree with that. Electivire, Magmortar. Do we have that yet? No, we don't, right?
I think if they bring Electivire back, they have to bring all the other ones back too, like the Magby and Smoochum. That's like the trio, right?
I guess so. Yeah.
They never gave Jinx an evolution. It's probably for the best.
Yeah.
It's probably for the best.
I'm thinking, okay, so that was Gen 2, right? That was Gen 2.
That's Gen 1.
No, it's Smoochum.
What? Smoochum was Gen 2, yeah. They gave it the baby.
So, and then, like, Rhyperior was Gen 3?
4.
4, okay, whatever. The gen that they gave all of the, that, like, group of Pokemon, so Electivire, Magmortar, Rhyperior, their held item evolutions. They probably
the generation
looked
they
at,
broke Eviolite.
Yeah, exactly. that generation in the writer's room, in the developer's office, they're like, okay, we have these Pokemon. We've got a rock type. We've got an electric type. We've got a fire type. We've got Scizor. That's a bug and a steel type. That's 2 for 1. That's good. We're done with that. What about now? Look at this Jinx. We made a Smoochum. We've got that ice and that psychic. We need to give it something for it to turn into. What do you got? And then they go around the table and people are trying to give their explanations for what they think. And nobody could come up with anything good. Because I dare you at home to try and figure out a Pokemon that Jinx can evolve into and you won't.
I'm Googling Jinx Evolution right now.
That's risky. That's super risky, Kevin. I don't know if you should be doing that.
I should not be doing this.
You're getting some stuff on your browser I don't think you want to get.
I think you need
to clear my cookies after
this one.
Oh, God. Folks, that's going to be all for PokeSports Podcast for this week. I want to thank everybody for joining us here on Twitch today. Mega Jinx confirmed, says Lament. Very nice. Thank everybody on Twitch today for joining us. I want to thank everybody for listening. Nope. 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 Kevin.
You... I just sent Mike a cursed image.
Nope. Kevin has sent me basically Zarude. It is Zarude. It's taken from Zarude, but it's like with Jinx's color palette and with a bunch of like Jinx-isms, and I am not about it. No, thank you. Go to pokesports.org to go and see all of our links where you can check us out on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all that good stuff, all on pokesports.org. Also go and check out patreon.com/pokesportspodcast where you can go and sign up for the September Liege, where you can get up on Discord and chat with us during that as well. It'll be super fun. Speaking of patron shout outs, I do want to give a big old shout out to Brian, Elijah, Dante, Ahmed, Alex, Zach, Captain, Lewis, Neil, Scott, Jordan, Ceaseless, Rose, Carlo, Colton, Lights Out, Reek, Roe, Ixon, Joseph, Carrie, Martine, Harry, Spencer, Jesse, Robert, Mike, Jack, Kale, Swede, Casozo, Tofu, Ryan, Federico, Chad, Tristan, Howe, Christopher, LA Caveman, and King Boo. Thanks, guys, for your support. Thank you to M-Dash for every single second of every single piece of music that you hear on this podcast. It's all made by him, and he's amazing. Go and check him out. And that's going to be the end. Like I said, guys, thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Kevin, you got anything to say?
Yeah.
You're going to sleep until the next podcast, so.
Nah, we got a whole peach to do. But what you guys should do is rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts. It helps us out a lot, and it takes like 2 seconds.
Do that thing. All right. Yeah. Bye, everybody.